This is episode 1779. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being right where you are as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, we continue with the theme we're exploring this week, giving yourself a mental cleanse. In each episode, you have discovered a different meditation technique you can do as you meditate and also as you go about your day. That's the beauty of meditation techniques. You can do them just about anytime, anywhere. As you go through a mental cleanse today, you will be guided in layering these different techniques you've explored all week long into one mental cleanse meditation. When I sit down to meditate, I do layer many different meditation techniques. And what this does is it allows you to more easily transition from what you were doing during your busy day to a state of stillness. It's pretty difficult to sit down and instantly be ready and receptive to meditation. So when you do a meditation technique, you allow your mind and body to calm down before you sink into that state of inner stillness when you meditate. So try layering your meditation techniques each time you meditate. And that's what you will be doing today. Before I guide you through this meditation, know that the full half-hour guided meditations are on our Sip and Om meditation app, which you can try for 2 weeks, absolutely free access to over 1,700 guided meditations right there at your fingertips. Again, when you subscribe, you can try the app for 2 weeks free. You also receive a journal and a slowdown guide customized for each week's theme. So, the Sip and Om meditation app if you need a little more support as you meditate. I also have for you today a challenge. This is the next to the last episode of this series. Tomorrow is the final episode in our Mental Cleanse series. So I thought I'd offer a challenge. As you give yourself a mental cleanse, consider where you spend time most often throughout your day. And think of these spaces as sacred. This is where you spend most of the moments of your life. And as you consider these spaces, think about some ways you could begin to honor this space rather than just moving through it, sitting in it. Just think about what you could do to make the space special. You will find that when you do this, you build up these good vibrations in this space. And so when you pass it, you're inclined to want to spend time there. And this is important because during your times of greatest need, you can spend time in these spaces to allow yourself to heal and to feel nourished. Allow the vibrant energy you infuse into these spaces to nourish you. So this is your challenge. I encourage you to do before the end of the series, and it ends tomorrow. So start honoring these spaces. So now I think you are ready to meditate. Settle yourself down with a straight spine. Close your eyes and keep them slightly elevated upward at the point between your eyebrows. This is your spiritual eye, as it's referred to in yoga and meditation. And when you gently elevate your eyes, this small subtle tweak helps to keep your mood elevated as you meditate. As you calm your mind and your body, mentally repeat, "Life flows through me. Life flows through me." Now notice your breath, and as you do so, inhale to the count of three, hold your breath to the count of five, and exhale to the count of seven. You can do this same technique at your own pace. Maybe inhale to the count of one, hold for three, exhale for seven. So I'll guide you through a round, and then you can take it from there. Inhale, one, two, three. Hold, one, two, three, four, five. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Very nice. You may continue this breathing technique, allowing yourself to simply be, to sit in stillness, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.